At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I hope you're ready for the weekend. If not, hang with us for the next 2 hours. Enjoy it, have some fun, and then kick the feet up. The dog days of summer winding down because football is going to take over. I count my summer days, Aaron, in a way of, all right, how many Saturdays do I have left before it's completely overtaken by college football?
I think everybody in our business does, and the answer is 1.5.
Yeah.
Because week zero is next week. That's not a loaded slate. The headliner is Nebraska Northwestern on Fox Sports TV. But
in Dublin, right?
In Dublin. Yes. And so to answer your question, it's coming. I in some ways, it feels like it's been forever. In other ways, it's like, man, where did the summer go?
Now, that game, as you said, is on Fox. There could be future Nebraska Northwestern games in Dublin. Who knows? Maybe on CBS? Maybe on NBC? This on the heels of the new Big Ten TV rights deal that was struck yesterday, but really reports throughout the last 8 days or so had said, looks like it's going to be a Fox, CBS, NBC triple header, even more than even before that triple header was put out there, ESPN out the door. And what I find so unique about this as a Big Ten guy, Aaron, there's something that stands out to me. And that's when the NFL went to their Thursday night games. I loved having football on Thursday night. It makes my week shorter. Like, it really does. Like, when the Monday night game ends, you don't have to wait all the way till Saturday for college football or to take in a college football game on Thursday night that maybe you're not that into, but you try to trick yourself to being the weekend. Like, the NFL game being at that time, it to me is a real, like, all right, let's start the week. Your pick sheets are clean. Your fantasy football rosters are newly set. It's a fresh start. Thursday night football gets the week going. I love that part of it. But what we realized was that you know what? When the NFL back in the day had Madden and Summerall, and then the big Monday night game was usually the biggest game of the week, and there was no Sunday night football. And even when Sunday night football came in, maybe it wasn't as big as a Madden Summerall game. But that there were only so many marquee games actually on an NFL schedule. And now when you were putting a marquee game on a Thursday, a marquee game on a Sunday night, a marquee game on a Monday night, a marquee game in a late window, and now you're trying to put a marquee game maybe at 1 o'clock Eastern time, the matchups, there are only so many teams that are really, really intriguing. And that is something that I think is now coming into play with the Big Ten, where you have this triple header on network TV that isn't regionalized. Like the ABC window that you would have in the middle of the day, maybe if you were in ACC country, you're getting, Wake Forest against the U, and if you're in Big 12 country, you're getting K-State at Texas Tech. That's split up. The Big Ten is going to have three national windows that are going to be to the entire country. You got Fox and Big Noon Kickoff at noon Eastern. You got CBS at 3:30 Eastern time. And then you're going to have this night game on NBC. And my only question, and I even say this as a Big Ten guy, is there going to be enough firepower? Is there going to be enough pizzazz to really make this triple header work? Because you have Ohio State and you have Michigan and you're going to add USC. And I don't know if you're just putting those three schools in the window, but what happens when USC plays Michigan? Then who fills that gap? And it's not meant to be a knock on the Penn States or the Wisconsins and the Iowas or the UCLAs or whatever school they may add. But when you talk about brand of brands of the games that you really want to watch, that's the one thing when I hear this Big Ten triple header, I just wonder if we're going to get to a point where we're going to be like, okay, well, it's Penn State and Purdue in the CBA. Like, is that the game that you're really going to want to watch? I think it can help those brands. I think it can help Iowa and Wisconsin and Penn State even be more of the brands that they are. But in terms of just like sheer entertainment value, I think outside of the Ohio State, Michigan, and USC, there's going to be some work to be done.
So that was my first kind of thought when the reports came out. We had three specific windows for three specific networks. Is there just aren't that many marquee teams to go around, and especially as we get later in the season and teams start picking up their third, fourth, fifth losses of the year, it's just not going to resonate. But I think the other thing that stands out to me is you talk about we have all kind of collectively come to the understanding that not every week are we going to get a great Thursday night game or a great Monday night game or a great Sunday night game in those standalone windows in the NFL. The difference is, though, there's only one game in town Thursday night, Sunday night, Monday night. And so if it's a Jets-Dolphins game or something that you're really not excited to watch, there's nothing really else on.
Yeah, yes.
But the counter to that is, the NFL, the Big Ten, listen, NBC can spend their money how they want. CBS can spend their money how they want. Obviously, with Fox, we're going to have the premier game most weeks. But you have other options. It's not as though the SEC is going to stop playing football just because NBC got a 7 o'clock Eastern time game. So ACC, Clemson right now is still relevant. The Pac-12, those Oregon, Oregon may still be relevant in whatever the next iteration is. So that's what stands out to me. Some of those brands are so big that they really do draw very well. But for a national audience, I'm with you. I don't know how much Wisconsin moves the needle. I'll take it a step further. I don't know how much... I don't want to say like Ohio State doesn't move the needle, but do we watch Ohio State when they play Rutgers? Do we watch them when they play Maryland? Or do we just kind of, it's on in the background. It's that second, third screen. Now you're going to put it on 7 p.m. Eastern time on NBC. And yes, Ohio State fans will watch, and they have one of the great fan bases in college football. But I don't know that LSU and Alabama fans are going to turn off, LSU Florida or something just because Ohio State's on the team.
I see what you're saying there. I think they'll be okay in that aspect, because if we're going down the SEC schools, the list of the SEC schools, the great thing about this conversation that you and I are having is we are making so many college fan bases angry, because it sounds like we are diminishing who they are.
I just crushed Ohio State. That's like the greatest fan base in the sport.
You did, or the worst at times. But when we talk about the Wisconsins and the Iowas and the Penn State, I think the same thing could be said as the Texas A&Ms or the Ole Misses.
Sure.
And I'm sorry, the Tennessees. It's one thing if it's Alabama and LSU. It's one thing if it's Alabama Georgia, which is the national championship game. I do think that Ohio State Iowa isn't that much different than Alabama Mississippi State.
Sure, that's
you
fair.
Know, that sort of thing. Texas A&M, different animal because now Jimbo and Nick Saban and what happened last year at Kyle Field. So like that, but
really quick, I my counter to that would be though we know that premier game for the Big Ten is going to be in the noon window. The SEC is probably going to play their premier game at either 3:30 or 7 p.m. So one of those two other windows will be going up against the it's not as though it's like high school football. You're not putting ones versus ones here. The best SEC game isn't going head-to-head versus the best Big Ten game.
No.
And that's the only point I would make.
But Alabama playing like Georgia, right. Georgia-Florida is a better game than Alabama-Mississippi State.
Agreed, yeah.
Even though Alabama's the marquee team, Georgia-Florida cocktail party, however, you know, no matter what Florida is, it's just there's a little bit more to that. And I would think the Big Ten probably doesn't have as enough of those, like Ohio State-Michigan, obviously big. When USC comes to the conference, their game against Ohio State, their game against Michigan going to be big. To your point, when you go to the SEC, you could say, okay, well, what about Georgia-Florida? What about Georgia-LSU, Georgia-Alabama? You're right in that I don't think you can say that in going to what about Ohio State-Wisconsin? What about Ohio State-Penn State? Even though that was a really, really good game and still is a great, great series, I don't know if you're matching it up to those. So I'll give you that part of it. I find it very intriguing for those programs. And the one program... And it just, I know this maybe it's not wishful thinking, but the school that I think could benefit the most in all of this is making headlines because of how much their players are throwing up. Like if Nebraska would come back, if Nebraska was relevant, Aaron, and this may be old school, mid-40s guy talking out of his butt. Thinking it's just like the old days of Tom Osborne and Tommy Frazier running up and down the field. But I do think if Nebraska turned it around and Nebraska would become a power in college football, that is added to the brand outside of you know, adding Notre Dame, but Nebraska becoming a national player in the conversation would be the best thing for the Big Ten, because I think it would jump the Iowas, Wisconsin, and Penn States for brand name, and would jump any of the other schools that they could possibly bring in. I think that this new TV deal really could help Nebraska, and Nebraska being good would really help the Big Ten.
So I am not quite the same age as you, but the first years I started watching college football was the end of the Tom Osborne era. Three national championships in 4 years. Ironically, the last one was Scott Frost as the quarterback. So I'm in the same boat. And I think the one thing that I've noticed, and you know, I know social media isn't a great reflection of everything, but whenever something really good or really bad happens with Nebraska, every time it seems to get a ton of traction. And why I bring that up is because I think that's one of those fan bases. First of all, they've sold out every game since the 1960s, Dan, okay? Like, the brand is so big, but I just don't think people realize it because it's been so long since they've been good. You know, any team that's gotten really good the last, you know, whenever. You know, I remember growing up in the East Coast and the Yankees were bad forever. Then they got good. It's like, where'd all these Yankees fans come from? It's like, well, they were there, but they didn't have much to cheer about. That's how I feel about Nebraska, is like, if they can get it rolling, I think there are way more Nebraska fans, not just people that grew up in Nebraska, not just people that went to school there, but people my age to your age that when they started watching college football, Nebraska was on every day, every week, and that was the team they embraced. I agree with you 1,000%.
It's funny, and for those that may have forgotten a decade ago, when Nebraska, a little more than a decade ago, when Nebraska joined the Big Ten split into not their East and West divisions, but they had their leaders and legends. And I still forget who was in what.
Oh, yeah.
But it was set up for a way where in one division, which would have been the leaders, and I'm looking at it right now, and it would have Wisconsin, Penn State, and Ohio State were the three marquee teams. And then the other division, Michigan State, Iowa, and Nebraska. But their really hope in having that Big Ten title game was that you were going to get Ohio State, Michigan playing in the title game. You were going to get Nebraska, Ohio State. You were maybe going to get Penn State, Nebraska. You like they were set up. They tried to game the system to put it evenly so you would have like the three marquee schools. So you would always have a marquee conference title game. They didn't care about geography. That's why they made it the leaders and the legends. But it was specifically designed where you had, hey, Wisconsin, Penn State, or Ohio State will win one division, and then Michigan, Iowa, or Nebraska will win the other, or Michigan State. Like there was no geography done to it. That tells you how much Nebraska played a role. And I actually would think that Nebraska, maybe outside of Michigan, was the other team that they would have rather have had in the Big Ten title game than, you know, Iowa or Michigan State. So
no, I agree 100%. And I do think it's a fascinating conversation. Maybe at some point later we discuss the SEC aspect of this, because I think the SEC contract looks pretty interesting in hindsight because of the fact that they're now playing on one network. It's not that it holds them back, but I wonder if they had to do it over, if they would consider it again. But I'm fascinated by this contract. And I will say, you know, credit to Kevin Warren, the commissioner, because his job is to do what's best for his conference, make the most money that he can, get the most exposure that he can, and he did that with this TV deal.
He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. This is the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Today's show is brought to you by Bet Rivers. Check out the latest lines for the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21. Must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That's baseball like you've never heard. That's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.
It's a Doug Gottlieb Show with Aaron Torres and me, Dan Beyer. Today's show is brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Usually at this time, we have a segment that we like to play, and it's sweeping the nation. It's called That's Baseball.
It's time for That's Baseball.
See, I ruined it. I completely ruined it, but there's a reason why I ruined it. It's not your usual That's Baseball. Today, I mentioned this earlier, but we are welcoming our newest member of the Fox Sports Radio staff at the news desk, Nick Cope, now a member of our team. He's handling all of the news and the breaking news and the latest updates coming from the world of sports. I was almost going to say Major League Baseball, the NFL, but it's so much more than that. Nick, how are things going so far in the first early days of your time at Fox Sports Radio?
Everything's going great. I've got three screens on here that I can watch any and all the sports going on at one time. It's my dream from being a kid. It's come to fruition, finally.
It's magnificent. Nick's dream is also coming to fruition, as he is the play-by-play voice of UCLA baseball.
Mm. You know how I feel about college baseball.
Yeah. Yes.
For 2 weeks a year, I love it.
This is a diehard to my left here, Nick. Now, you are the expert in play-by-play. What you are going to be able to do, instead of being an anchor or a person who breaks the news or reports on the news or does the play-by-play, you're going to be the judge of our play-by-play. Aaron's, mine, and John Ramos's. Our executive producer, Ryan Bershinger, has come up with three scenarios for us. He will deliver one, and we will do a play-by-play call of that scenario, Nick, and you need to grade it on an A to F scale and what we did right and what we did wrong, okay?
I can handle that. Let's do it.
All right. I'll go first. I'll be the guinea pig. Ryan Bershinger, give me the scenario that I am going to be calling.
All right. So the Orioles lead the Blue Jays 7-6.
Okay.
You've got it's the bottom of the eighth. Dylan Tate is facing Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Guerrero hits a deep drive to center field, and Cedric Mullins robs the home run.
Okay. I'm going to need a crack of the bat as well, but hold. I'll set it up, okay? All right. Eighth inning, O's have a 7-6 lead. Vlad Guerrero Jr. steps to the plate, batting 262. Runner on second base. Tate delivers. Swung on and belted. That's going to deep center field. It's back. It's way back. Mullins got it. Mullins caught it. Mullins caught it. Let's head to the top of the ninth inning. 7-6 O's here on the O's Radio Network.
That was right. Definitely the homer broadcast.
Yes. I realized midway through that I should have been like O's Radio Network or Blue Jays Radio Network. But all right, Nick, on a scale of A to F. Now, mind you, you are talking to the 2001 voice of Sauk Prairie Baseball, okay?
So softball
this is
too, right?
This is yes softball? And softball as well. So this isn't judging someone that's we're peers here. So let's what did you think about the setup? What grade would you give?
That was really solid. I was going to say in there I was a little confused. Is this a national broadcast because you're really excited for the drive from Guerrero, but then you're even more excited for the catch. So I got to give that a B plus.
Oh, a B plus.
That was really solid.
Yes, a
very
B plus.
Nice. Really solid.
Yeah, I would have settled for an A minus, but hey, you know, a B plus.
You got to leave room for improvement.
Yeah.
You got to leave room for improvement.
I thank Ryan Bershinger because everybody knows all the Orioles players. They just roll off your tongue.
Patrick Mullins.
Mullins is an all-star. It's great.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hopefully. Wait a sec. Wait, did you hear that little? Mullins is an all-star. But hey, all right. Hey, if I watched the all-star game in the eighth, I would have known it, okay? All right.
All right, Bersh, maybe we go a little lighter on the details on this one. That was a lot in the last one, but
no,
go ahead.
No,
go ahead.
Lay on the details, Bersh.
Oh, this one is detail heavy.
Okay.
Because it is, in fact, the situation makes it such.
The situation,
so
okay, Jersey Shore, yeah.
That's right. Cardinals at Cubs.
Okay.
It's a day game at Wrigley Field. They're now in the 10th inning, It's the top of the 10th. Paul Goldschmidt is up with the ghost runner at second to start the inning. David Robertson.
Oh, hold on,
mound.
Hold on. Top of the 10th, Paul Goldschmidt, ghost runner. Okay.
Yes. You got a...
Okay.
David Robertson on the mound, and Goldschmidt drives it into the left field gap. Ian Happ is going back on the ball. He crashes into the ivy in center field. He does not make the catch, and the ball gets trapped in the ivy.
Okay, that is pretty complicated. All right, welcome back, everyone. Oh, no, hold on, sorry. I thought I was hosting a podcast there for a second. Okay, hold on.
All right, crowd. @Aaron_Torres. Sorry.
All right, crowd. Tight ball game here, facing the hated St. Louis Cardinals. Beautiful afternoon here at Wrigley Field. We are in extras. Paul Goldschmidt wasn't even aware that he played for one of these teams. Is up to the plate. Ghost runner on second. God, do I hate that rule. 1-2 pitch from David Robertson. Oh, that is Paul Goldschmidt. He hits it deep. Ian Happ back to the wall, to the ivy. He gets we cannot find the ball. It appears to be a ground rule double. Goldschmidt hits the ball deep. Ian Happ, it was like a Jose Canseco, knocked him right on the top of the head. It did not go over the wall, but instead into the ivy. And the unnamed ghost runner, who may or may not be Mike the Situation, I missed that detail, scores the go-ahead run. Back to you, Chuck.
All right. Wow.
I feel like there's a Chuck Nick, in the booth
yeah.
with me.
A lot to unpack there.
Yes.
There was a lot going on. Aaron handled it really well.
Yes.
Recapping at the end, especially when you have a crazy situation, that is very well done right there. Bringing it all back around, making sure the listener gets it. The one little nitpick is you don't know right away if the drive, what's going to happen. And it got there super quick to the ivy, I felt like, where, you know, slow up. There's a drive. It's headed deep center. You know, you got to build that a little bit.
Yeah.
So me saying that I wasn't aware the player was on the team, that was not concerning to you at all.
Don't worry. He's only an MVP, he's only an MVP candidate. Don't even worry about it.
I know.
Berzinger, I'll give you a little sideline.
I'll give it a C+. Some of the details missing, but I like the dramatic entrance at the beginning as well. And I all around, pretty solid
right.
for just
it's
hopping
been a
right in there.
Forgettable year for the Cardinals. So, you know, just add that to the pile right there.
David Robertson, of course, now with the Phillies, right, Ryan Berzinger?
That's correct.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
So was I given bad information?
He's going to get on my case for not mentioning that Cedric Mullins was an all-star. I am definitely going to send some friendly fire back.
I think that gets at least to a B- since I was given false information. And he said
game was in May.
Okay.
All right. John Ramos, you are up behind the mic. Judged by Cope.
We've got the Guardians at the White Sox here. Top of the third inning. You have runners on first and second. Dylan Cease on the mound for the White Sox. The runners are going on the pitch. It's a classic hit and run. Jose Ramirez at the plate. Ramirez lines it, and Tim Anderson makes a diving catch. And not only does he make the diving catch, he turns it into an unassisted triple play.
Who caught the ball again?
Tim Anderson.
Oh, Tim Anderson.
And I know he's hurt.
Yeah, he's hurt.
I was going up to the mic to be like, you know, he's on the IL.
Is there one out in the inning?
No. For a triple play, you'd...
Oh, it's a triple play?
Yeah,
oh,
triple
I thought it was just
yes.
double play.
An All unassisted right. triple play.
Okay. There's four outs.
Hey, if four people can strike out an inning, 6-run score, I guess you can have four outs in any two. All right, let's see if we can get this
right.
Let's
do it.
My chicken scratch is horrible right now.
No,
this may not be good. Yep. Oh, man. The crowd is going crazy right now, and this is incredible. Guardians taking on the White Sox. We're in the top of the second. First and second, Dylan Cease. He is, well, one of the better pitchers, and he's having a tough year this year, but I think he can do the job. At the plate is a Jose Ramirez. This guy is an all-star. He's having a great season, too, by the way. He hits a line drive, and it's caught. Caught by Tim Anderson, the Jackie Robinson of baseball, currently going on right now. And he turns to second, throws to third. It's a triple play for the White Sox. They are out of the inning. The Guardians are not going to move on in this series.
All right.
We don't know if the game is over, but we do know the inning is over. And wait, was that a – I didn't hear the catch. There it was. This is the White Sox Radio Network.
Oh, all right, Nick. What about John Ramos behind the mic on that call?
I think there were several details that were just totally wrong right there.
The second inning unassisted triple play.
Well, first of all, Ryan gave him the third inning, and then somehow he turned the triple from second to third. I would assume we're somehow doubling up on second and then tagging out the runner from first. I'm not sure how the triple play works going the other way around the horn. I do like that John provided some context to both the pitcher and the batter. Yeah. I just realized I don't think anyone mentioned a count. Not that Ryan gave you a count, but usually you set up a count. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. But the energy from all you guys was really good. John right there at the end was great. Let's give him a C+ for his efforts.
C+.
C's get degrees, baby.
Yes, they do. They do. Good job, John Ramos.
That was a tough one.
Yes.
Yeah. It was the end of the. I don't. Did I say the end of the series? Right.
You said game over, and I thought it was in the second inning. It apparently was in the third inning.
Boy.
Not bad.
No.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick.
We aren't going to be taking Nick's job anytime soon. It's Jackie Robinson Stadium, right?
That's correct.
Yes. I was going to say, I was at the Mac Robinson post office in Pasadena yesterday, named after his brother. Ah. So it's all coming together. There you go.
Oh, man. That was
fun.
Yeah, that was some really good stuff. And make sure that you save that Ryan Bertschinger so John can send it out for play-by-play jobs across Division I baseball and the major leagues.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
There actually is a little baseball that I quickly want to talk about. Aaron, do you believe in dog days of summer? Do you believe in that theory? Do you believe that, you know, at some point, maybe these Major League Baseball teams just kind of hit a wall because the season is so long, you're playing, you know, almost every single day? Do you believe in that sort of thing?
So believe it or not, despite my mediocre play-by-play call there, I did broadcast baseball at one point very, very early in my career. Did it for a summer and basically said I would never do this again. It's just every single day coming to the ballpark, it's a great privilege. It's a great thrill, as I know Nick knows. It is a lot, though, and the team that I worked with played like 60 games in 58 days or something like that. And so I know that in a 50, 60-game season, talking to the players that summer, they started to feel it after 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever. So I can't even imagine. I know they're highly paid professionals. I'm not saying anybody should feel bad for guys making $10, $15, $20 million a year, but I think it's inevitable, especially when you're this close to October, about 6 weeks left in the regular season, that you would start to hit a little bit of a wall.
I think that it is as well, and I'm going to add on to that, that I think that if you do hit that wall, it is difficult to turn it back on, though. Like, there is, I'm not concerned about the Yankees, who have lost 13 of their last 17, but I am concerned about the Yankees, even though they have a 9-game lead. Like, their competition isn't just the AL East. Like, it's really the Houston Astros.
Sure.
And now the question is I thought, like, we were full steam ahead to an ALCS, Houston against the Yankees. Whoever the teams would play in the divisional round following the wild card round would be able to make, you know, quick work of their opponents, and that's where we would be headed. I do think it's difficult to turn it back on or play at least the dominant sort of baseball that you had earlier in the season. And I'll say the same for the Dodgers, who right now aren't nearly in as much of a funk as the Yankees are, and you're saying, well, how could they be in a funk if they just came off a 12-game winning streak? Just played a tough series against the Brewers. They were blanked in Kansas City and on Sunday, and that game against the Royals ended that 12-game win streak. And Freddie Freeman after the game said, you know, we had a good run. Like, you know, like, it was bound to come to an end, but you don't want to not score runs. Now the question will be, all right, is there more to it? Now you know that Walker Buehler's not going to be back for you. You're still missing Clayton Kershaw. Could be questions with hitting. Are they hitting the dog days? Are the Mets now gaining steam because they're getting Jacob deGrom back? Those are the questions that I would be having. Like, I think that we shouldn't overreact to the Yankees, and we shouldn't overreact to this, you know, maybe tough series that the Dodgers just played in Milwaukee. However, I do think that it is tougher to turn it back on and then be on in October.
100%. And the good thing is there is still time to turn it back on. But I also do think that, you know, at some point there does start to be a level of concern. I think the Yankees are definitely there, as you just said, maybe not so much for the Dodgers. But, you know, I think it's natural to kind of have that moment in time mid-late August. But obviously it goes without saying, even after you clinch a division, you want to pick up steam and have momentum going into October, especially, by the way, you know, different playoff format, more teams, all that stuff. It's just, I don't know, it's not something that I necessarily would be, especially from the Dodger perspective, be overly concerned about at this exact moment. But like you said, you're going to have to turn around at some point, and it feels like the Yankees need to do that pretty quick.
Dodgers just have that mere 17-game lead in the National League West over the Padres in a 22.5 game lead over the surging San Francisco Giants. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Beyer. Check out the latest lines from the world of sports at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Bet Rivers is the trusted name in online sports betting. Must be 21, must be present in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, and Pennsylvania to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We are in for Doug Gottlieb on the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up next, Doug's not here, but you're going to hear what Doug had to say about Deshaun Watson. That's next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the NFL.
Doug Gottlieb Show at Fox Sports Radio. He's Aaron Torres. I'm Dan Byer, sitting in for Doug today. Get Aaron on Twitter at Aaron_Torres. You can find me on Twitter at Dan Byer on Fox. And if you want to find John Ramos on Twitter, you can do so at JSRamos06. We've actually already got some response from his play-by-play that we're going to bring you in just a little bit. Get a nice little drink of water, Nice.
Sorry. No, stay hydrated. No, that play-by-play call wiped me out.
I heard the unscrewing of what do you call it?
Well, it's not quite a canteen.
Is it a hydro flask? Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry if I did that right next to the mic.
No, that's
okay.
It's all good. We're just having a good time on a Friday here on Fox Sports Radio. Doug is not here today, but it doesn't mean that Doug didn't work, because he actually was in this morning on the Dan Patrick Show, and we're actually going to hear something that he said in a segment we like to call...
And now...
What does the Fox say?
Doug and Bucky Brooks were sitting in for Dan Patrick here on Fox Sports Radio, and the topic of Deshaun Watson came up.
I think it's very, very difficult for him, because if in his mind, his heart of hearts, he doesn't feel like he did it, it's hard for him to be, and because he took such a strong stance at the outset,
yep.
Whenever he walks some things back, he's always going to have his apology or his words analyzed and dissected, and then he has to answer for it in media. At some point, he has to play what I call the PR game. He just has to shut it down.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, he just has to shut it down.
I think now is the time you shut it down. Because you can't admit to something.
Yeah.
Well, because one, there could still be a criminal case. But two, there's nothing you're going to say now that's going to win.
No.
Right?
No.
Nothing.
No. Nothing. So he has to own it. He has to just kind of find a way to move beyond it. And then he has to allow his actions to do what his words can't do. People have to see how he lives as opposed to the other stuff.
So that was Bucky and Doug talking about Deshaun Watson. I was handling these questions. And my only response to that is we had not heard from Deshaun Watson at all. There were a lot of one-sided things. There's maybe not even a handful of opportunities since this all broke, news broke way back when, earlier this year. So when this comes out, Aaron, it's not like Deshaun Watson has had 15 press conferences where he's been dealing with this. Now, I get to the point of what the guys are saying of, like, at some point he's going to have to say, I can't talk about this anymore. But I think the problem is the lack of what we've heard from Deshaun Watson, which makes right now, when he actually is talking, the reason why he's getting all of those questions. And I just don't think that you can shut it down right now.
I would side more with the other guy, with the two guys.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh, shots fired. You make one great play-by-play call and you think you run radio.
B+.
No, I kind of, that's one thing that's kind of stood out to me over the last probably 2 or 3 weeks is how much he is answering questions. I mean, he did the weird interview before the game last Friday when he said, I apologize, without ever really explaining why he was apologizing if he did nothing wrong. Then he had the media availability yesterday. And so, I think what you said is right, is that we didn't hear from him for literally a year plus. But since he's gotten to Browns camp, I have been surprised at how much he's been available and how he is answering questions. I do think at a certain point, he's kind of got to pull the, for legal purposes, I can't really discuss this anymore. This is the punishment. We now know what the punishment is. There is no more appeals process, et cetera. But I do think it's time for him to kind of stop talking about it because, listen, outside of the young ladies that are obviously involved, there is no public win. There is nothing he can say to get anybody on his side.
There is something, though, to that statement or whatever he said last week prior to the preseason game. It was so ill-conceived by the Browns to put this statement out within an hour of kickoff because it totally made it look like they were trying to game the system and to say, look, Deshaun Watson has spoken. He has shown remorse. Let's go watch him play football as the Browns take on the Jaguars to open your preseason. Like, we're not stupid. We're not stupid. This has been the only story that we have talked about from whatever it was, Super Bowl week or whatever it happened in January when the stuff started coming out. Up until now, it has been the conversation. And you don't just get one or two press conferences to talk about it. And the other point that I would say to it, you're right, like in week two, is this going to be brought up? It probably shouldn't. You're to that point now. You know, he's going to be away from the team. Let's just say week 16. Maybe that's a better example. You're talking about the game. You're talking about the Browns. All of that's going to happen. But right now, with where we are and him being available, I think he needs to talk about it. And if he didn't want to talk about it because it could have hurt his case, then he probably should have said it in the other two press availabilities that he had. So that would be that's what I would tell you, or that I would tell Bucky, or I would tell Doug, that he really hasn't like met the burden of like, all right, I've done my duty, let's move on, because he really hasn't. And that statement was so one-sided for him and the Browns that I don't even give that like any credence towards a real media availability of him talking about.
Well, and that part I agree with. I don't think he has done enough. I don't think, like I said, you can't, 20 minutes before kickoff do the whole, I'm sorry to those I've hurt while also acknowledging that you haven't done anything wrong. But I just, at this point, listen, I've been more vocal, I think, about this than I have about most topics, because I don't think you can read that Sue Robinson report and feel good about him playing at all this year. You could maybe argue ever again. But at a certain point, there's really nothing else to add. There's nothing else to say. I do, after the preseason ends, he's going to be away for whatever it is, 11 weeks. So it does feel like this is probably the end of what we'll hear from Deshaun Watson for a while.
You can back end that, Johnny. John is still there. It is. What was the music?
I hit the page down instead of the actual one, so that's why. Sorry about
Sounded
that.
Like something you might play with Mrs. Ramos late at night. I mean, that's what I heard right there.
I think that was Notorious B.I.G. I think that he was about
iPod playlist got mixed in there. Yeah.
The podcast won't hear it, but that's hurdle for the day. There it was. That was the first note of John Ramos's hurdle. Heard every Friday here on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, there are people who are critiquing John's play-by-play. Mm. If you wanted to do so, get John again at JSRamos06. And Nick Cope was the judge. You can get him on Twitter at NKOOP. The Patriots are back at it tonight. So is Mac Jones. That's next.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.